In the day's other news, news of progress with Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine sent the Dow Jones Industrial Average surging. The Dow shot up 1,500 points before ending with a gain of 834, nearly 3%, to close at 29,157. The Nasdaq fell 181 points as tech stocks that have benefited from pandemic restrictions lost ground. And the S&P 500 added 41. South Florida faced major flooding today as Tropical Storm Eta blew past. Whole neighborhoods were swamped after the storm crossed the Florida Keys overnight and veered into the Gulf of Mexico. Rain bands dumped up to a foot of water, taking people by surprise.
I've never seen this. Never. Not this deep, period. I mean, it'll settle a little bit there, but a few hours is gone. But this...
The storm already killed dozens in Mexico and Central America and left more than 100 missing. It's expected to strengthen into a hurricane again before striking northeastern Florida next weekend. And General Motors has issued a major new recall of more than 217,000 vehicles in the U.S. and Canada. It involves transmission oil leaks that might cause automobiles to stop or even catch fire. Affected models include an array of Buick, Cadillac, Chevrolet, and GMC models from 2018 through 2020. The company says it has no reports of crashes, fires, or injuries. Still to come on the NewsHour, a glimmer of hope in the fight against COVID emerges from a promising vaccine trial. Our Politics Monday team breaks down the tumultuous transition of power ahead, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.